Hi everyone, I'm Samaira Priyadarshini, a software engineer from India. I'm currently working as a junior software engineer at Polar Signals. I am also a kernel contributor and worked as the Linux kernel outreach intern for the December 2020 cohort along with mentors Daniel Vetter and Melissa Wen. As part of my outreach project, I worked on the VKMS driver, which is the virtual kernel mode setting driver. That's a software-only model of the KMS driver. The basic idea behind this driver was to be able to test and validate code for virtual displays without necessarily requiring hardware support, which would be very useful in a headless machine like CI. My project mainly involved working on two parts of code. One of them was the VKMS driver, which is part of the GPU subsystem. The other was the test suite for a graphics driver, that is the Intel GPU Tools suite. Add two features to my as part of my internship, I decided to add two features to the VKMS driver. One of them was to expose the VKMS driver through the ConfigFS file system. This would allow us to test multiple instances of VKMS at the same time. The other part that I wanted to add was to implement a virtual hardware or a vblankless mode. Currently, VKMS mimics actual hardware using vertical blanking interrupts. But we wanted to introduce a mode where it can also emulate virtual hardware, that is hardware used in virtual machines like KEMU or KVM. So we essentially wanted a mode without vertical blanking interrupts, that is a vblankless mode. However, a month into the internship, after we had done some prep work for the ConfigFS file system and I had explored the subsystem a bit more, I realized that it's probably not a feasible goal to do both parts given my internship timeline. So I decided to change my expectations a bit and readjust goals to something more reasonable and to just stick to emulating virtual hardware mode for now. The goal was to have the test thresholds preserved at the end of this patch, except the subtests which depend directly on vertical blanking interrupts. Now for the implementation. As a prep work for adding virtual hardware mode, we first needed to change the VKMS composer functions a bit. Now we wanted to have a separate composer function which would be called in the vblankless mode. So we wrote a common VKMS composer function. This function would be called by both the virtual hardware mode and the normal mode as well. Then what we did was we added the atomic helpers for the virtual hardware mode. And yeah, that was it. So to come to this point, it took me a fair amount of time because first I had to understand the atomic interface, which was very new to me. I also had to use ftrace to understand the flow of things and what exactly interrupts are and how they affect the rest of the code. And what is the sequence of functions and what parts do we need to check out for errors and all. But once this was done and we introduced that atomic helpers and refactored the composer, I thought my work was done. The tests also passed, which was good. Since the tests passed, I sent in the patch. But yeah, there's always a but. And turns out I had not felt the need to check the demessage logs for the test that had passed. I had only looked at the logs for the test that had failed. When my mentor pointed this out to me, I looked at the logs and they were full of memory allocation errors in the KMS flip tests. Further, all subtests with interrupts were causing a kernel panic. So the next step was obviously to figure out how to fix these tests. Right, so turns out there were two errors. One of them was being caused by the composer using Kayser lock to allocate frames and was easily solved using kvmalloc instead, because kvmalloc does not need to allocate physically contiguous memory locations. And since the kernel page size is only like 4 KBs for my machine, hence Kayser lock was not really able to allocate size, the requested size here. The other error was a flaky VMAP allocation error, which though was already present in the subsystem, but it was sort of interacting with my patch to give a kernel panic. Thankfully, this error was solved by Thomas Zimmerman, who fixed it in his patch for using shadow buffers in VKMS. And suddenly the error disappeared after a rebase. So I thought we were good to go. And but no, the CRC tests still failed. Since CRC is calculated around vertical blanking interrupt, and we disable the vertical blanking interrupt, so all the CRC tests are failing. Now we need to implement CRC as a one-shot operation. However, that would take a lot of testing and also a lot of refactoring, which maybe is best left for another patch. So for now, we are just modifying the atomic helpers to skip all the CRC tests. Once we did this, right now all the tests either skip or pass, and the results are mostly preserved. So yeah, I have sent in that patch, and let's see. I'd like to talk a bit about what I learned during this internship. One of them definitely was writing idiomatic C, being familiar with tools like ftrace, chemu, and getting comfortable with Git. Another one was how to not get tests to pass, and to understand trade-offs around locks and interrupts. I also learned about the atomic interface, which is used so extensively in the graphics subsystem. Something else that this internship really helped me with is to be able to ask for help every time I was stuck. I used to be very scared to do this earlier, and but I'm more or less comfortable asking questions publicly now. Also, something else I really learned is that planning ahead, researching potential roadblocks, and having grace time to be able to catch up is also very important. And there were some side quests, like some other work that I ended up doing during the internship as initial tasks. I think they're minor fixes, but they really helped me get familiar with the VKMS driver. And as for future work, I want to continue to contribute to the VKMS driver, and I would like to continue with the ConfigFS work, and also come up with a way to implement CRC for virtual hardware in vBlankless mode. I would like to take this time to thank my mentors Daniel Vetter and Melissa Wen for being so patient and nice while teaching me so much and not giving up on me. I also want to thank Sage and Vaishali and Helen and all my other fellow outreach interns who've made this such a great experience. I think my biggest takeaway from this internship was that Software is just not about pushing code, but also about building communities that are inclusive and diverse, and therefore more productive. I want to thank everyone in this community for making it such a safe and inclusive space. If you'd like to reach me, here are the ways, and please let me know any questions you have. Thank you for listening to me.
Are there projects actively using VKMS already?
Hi. To my knowledge, as far as I know, not right now. We're still figuring out a way to use it within CI.
Okay. And it looks like this is it for question. Oh, Daniel Stone is trying to explain in IRC that there is one use case that they are using it for a CI in Weston. Okay, and now Daniel Vetter asks, what's the biggest hurdle that should be fixed for people ramping up on DRM drivers?
I'm sorry, I don't really understand ramping up as in.
Okay, what's the biggest issue that should be fixed for people trying to learn how to work with DRM drivers?
I think slightly maybe better documentation. As a beginner, it took a while for me to understand the terminology and all. So it's something that I would like to contribute and help improve. But I think otherwise it's a great community to be part of. And
okay, looks like that's it for the questions for now. Thank you very much for your great talk, Samara, and welcome to the community.
Thank you
and have a great rest of the conference.
You too. Thank you. Bye.